Ah, my dear, come closer. Such apprehension. Are you not happy to see me? Oh, I see. Well, I'm afraid it's only myself here tonight. The rest of the triumvirate are out amusing themselves. But heavy is the head that wears the crown, so I have stayed behind to keep an eye on things. Your suspicions are unwarranted. I only summoned you to see what was taking you so long. I was concerned. Do not mistake me, not about you, though you are one of the few humans who hasn't been a dismal disappointment when it comes to serving us yet. But I digress. I had hoped delivering a simple message would not prove such a hardship. What is that that you are hiding behind your back? Oh, this note. It's crumpled and dripping wet with... Is that wine? It's even stained your hands. And your dress is all muddied. Usually there is nothing wrong with having a little crimson on your own time, as long as it does not interfere with your duties. I am not a fan of mistakes, you see, and presentation is everything to me. It is such a terrible pity. Then again, I suppose I should not be surprised. After all, to err is human. To forgive. Ah, the impatience of youth is too often your downfall. At least you have the presence of mind to look abashed. Now, my dear, if you'll just follow me. My dear, I suggest you calm down right this instant, or I will give you a reason to panic. I cannot stand the sound of simpering women. There. That's better, isn't it? Though I will say, the look of fear lining your face is quite mesmerizing. Now, what to do with you? What to do? Well, of course, I cannot let this go unpunished. That wouldn't be right, you see. It may be a first offence, but we have to make sure that it is your only offence. Accidents cannot be tolerated here. Wars have been lost for lesser things. Just as life often turns on something as simple as a flickering candle. You were fortunate it was I who discovered your transgression. My brothers are not as kind-hearted as I am. But I have learned to find the value in lesser creatures. The diamond in the rough, if you will. Though your carelessness does make it hard to discern yours. Let's see if there is anything salvageable in that pretty little head of yours. Give me your hand. I said, give me your hand. Good girl. Not much has changed since your interview, but now, those are new. My, my. Naughty girl. Having such filthy thoughts when it comes to your employer. Your master. Not that I can blame you for your attraction to our kind. It is a sign of good taste. Vampires are superior to you in every way. Stronger, faster, ethereal beauty and charm. The closest thing to divinity that you humans can fathom. The Egyptians and their inanimate statues, the Vikings and their boorish idols, the Greeks and their capricious gods, the Christians and their holier-than-thou creed. They all got it wrong. We are the only ones who will stand the testament of time, the only ones who can hold your fate in our hands. The only ones who can ever show you the meaning of true clemency. You surprise me. I see the looks my subordinates cast your way. If you were truly interested in carnal delights, I would have thought they would have indulged your little fantasy numerous times by now. Unlike my brothers and I, they have no qualms when it comes to sullying themselves with the help. But I see that you have ignored their advances completely. Is it because you believe yourself better than them? Do they disgust you? No, that's not it. Don't tell me you believe yourself in love with me. Perish the thought. No, it's something else. You want a challenge. For age cannot wither me, nor custom stale. The thought of me excites you. It would make you feel special to garner my attention. The triumph of courting death himself. It almost makes me nostalgic. I can't remember the last time I was so naive. I hate to break it to you, darling, but there is nothing intriguing enough about you to regard you as anything more than you are. A walking, talking, breathing, fleshy sack of blood. So long as I allow it. Which is until you fail. And your thoughts are as dull as your insignificant existence, sitting idly in your abode, spending day in and day out, wandering the streets, wearing that scantily clad clothing, tight blouses, short skirts, acting so prim, proper, high almighty. A horny little slut teasing passers-by to make yourself feel important. A cock tease. You have no intention of following through because they don't fulfill you. That is, until the ache in your weeping quim becomes too much. When it begs to be filled by something, anything, and you engage in yet another round of unsatisfactory relations with men who cannot satisfy you. For they are just as pathetic and weak as you are. They treat you with respect and as an equal because, frankly, they can't do any better. No, you need to be ruined. By someone who doesn't care about your feelings, your comfort, your safety. Someone who can siphon you of your very will. Who strips you down layer by layer to reveal what you are. Nothing. You are nothing to me. You are worthless. As inferior as a slave, as pestersome as a cockroach scurrying across the floor. And that is how you long to be treated, to be wrecked beyond repair. For that haughty demeanor and utter arrogance to be quenched, to be broken in by a god. To be squashed until you are dust beneath my boot. I can see the goose flesh coating your skin. I assume this excites you, does it not? You know, I almost sympathize with you. I too know what it is like to struggle to find meaning, something that makes you escape the constant drudgery. It takes resilience to dream in a world of nightmares. You wish to become one of us because you aspire to become something greater than yourself. Funny, you should want to become something you deem to be a monster. Don't try to deny it. You cannot lie to me. With a single touch, I can read every thought that you have ever had. The deluded Irishman Bram Stoker said it best. We are indeed monsters, but not heartless. Just because something doesn't beat, that doesn't mean it can't feel. And that particular appellative does wound me so. Especially when in this case you are the pot calling the kettle black. What we do is a necessity. Drinking blood, killing humans is akin to your need for air, water, or bread. Simple survival. There's no shame in it. But you, my dear, commit the greatest sin of all. You betray your own kind each and every day in order to please us. To satisfy the hunger of these unfeeling creatures, as you call us. We have honor where you have none. Oh, don't look so stricken. I read the glee you feel in that cursory power you hold over just which humans meet an all too sudden and painful end. And for such petty reasons as that, she thinks she's cute. They're so in love. Bitterness inspires such bloodthirsty thoughts, does it not? Oh, I do not judge you for it. It is primitive to offer a sacrifice in order to save one's own neck. Basic instinct. The only option available as the last in your creator's great chain. You are providing them mercy. I have seen all this world has to offer, and centuries have not changed it. The same chaos, destruction, and silly, petty squabbles over the same thing, time after time after time. The utter banality of it all. And your overrated ideas of beauty. Passing at best. But here, there is only beauty. Tangible, eternal beauty, and you long for it. That angry, pulsating desire. It is the only thing that gets you off, isn't it? Your thoughts, my dear, not mine. Well, I will be magnanimous and give you a taste of what you desire, while extracting that punishment that you have earned. You appear disheartened. Oh, that's right. It's not just me. Your slutty little mind has such salacious thoughts over... You wanted all three of us, did you not? Oh, yes. I saw everything. I know you better than you know yourself. Every filthy, disgusting, depraved, repressed little fantasy you have conjured in the depths of your imagination. Each of us taking turns to fill that sweet little mouth with our seed, while another takes your ass or your eager, wet cunt, ramming into you again and again, a pampered little cum-hungry whore ready and available for us to use. Who knew we had such a dirty little slut in our employment? My, my. While we have been known to indulge in such play in our youth, I think you will find my brothers are no longer as roused by the thought of playing with their food. Besides that, I do not share what is mine. And if you want me, you are accepting to be mine alone. Do not delude yourself. You do not entice me. I have been tempted by far more skilled and experienced courtesans. Those who could seduce my mind with the same efficiency as my body. And when you have lived as long as I have, you get bored. Not to mention, it is terribly rude to refuse what is so graciously offered. So I will satiate that fervent curiosity. Just remember, my dear Alice, it is easy to offer up the lives of others. Let us see how many of yours you're willing to lose in order to feel truly alive once more. First, take off that hideous dress. Throw it in the corner. You won't be needing it. Now, a nice, slow twirl, a pirouette, so I can inspect you properly. That is a sight. Such a pristine canvas. Unmarked, all for me. And the blush on your cheeks is quite exquisite. Though I wonder just how it would look to paint the rest of your skin red. Keep those panties and bra on. For now, you are going to put on a show for me. This is for my amusement, remember? Get on your knees and crawl over to my throne, while I undo my shirt. You are going to undo my trousers and sit on my lap. That's a good girl. Now, you are going to work yourself onto my cock. You want it to be used like a filthy whore. Well, I am giving you that opportunity. Be a good whore and entertain your master's whim. Unclasp that bra and show me those pretty breasts. Ah, bellissima. So warm inside my palms. Now, work yourself against my cock. Slide up and down my body. That's a good girl. But you can do better than that. I want you to excite me, inspire me, show me some goddamn gratitude. It seems you need some incentives. What if I were to graze my fangs ever so slightly against your neck? Oh, I felt you shudder at that. The anticipation is intoxicating, is it not? Do not worry, mi amore. We are not going to end this game so soon. I am a patient man. But my patience is not infinite, so put some effort into it. This is a play, darling, and it's opening night. Your future depends on this. Displease me and you will see the final curtain. Because in show business, just like in life, there are no second chances. Now, where is that budding enthusiasm you displayed earlier? Your body certainly responds to danger. Those nipples are positively peaking. Perhaps I should tease them a little. Oh, you like that, don't you? The way you're writhing against me. And if I were to squeeze them nice and hard. Oh, that groan was lovely, my dear. You were born to bear my pain. Let me crush these nipples beneath my thumb. Oh, yes, dig your nails into my chest. Go on, but if you mark me, know that I will mark you also. My skin is so cold compared to yours. My tongue must feel like ice running along your breasts, but it is possible to warm it up by taking a little nip. What a delicious cry. Oh, did I scare you, dearest? But you enjoyed that. I can tell. I felt your cunt clench against me. I can hear your pulse thundering through your chest, as if it were held together by paper. That rush of adrenaline coursing through your veins. I can feel how wet you are beneath those panties. How you tremble. Are you so eager for me to feed from you? Or is it my cock that you want? Well, you will have to earn it, slut. Go on. Oh, that rhythm is perfect, the best you have been. Let's keep at it then. Don't stop. Don't stop. Faster. Oh, good, that's better. Rake your nails along my chest as you grind against my shaft. Oh, I can feel how wet those panties are. The scent of your arousal as you try to increase the friction even more. Trying to get me to take you so soon. Naughty girl. Thinking that will get you off faster. I am setting the pace, human. And like a disobedient dog, I will use your hair like a leash in order to remind you. Let's push these panties to one side, running the tip of my cock along your slit. Oh, ride me, girl. Show me how grateful you are. Take me inside you, my pet. Oh, squirm against me. Tell me how much you love my cock. How much you want me to fuck you. To rip those panties to shreds. To take my throbbing cock and spear you through. To use you like my perfect fuck toy. My personal plaything. Your pleas are so sweet. Almost musical. But there is no fire, no intensity. If anything, it is almost as if you were half asleep. What if I were to use my cock and drum it against that tender clit? Oh, poor horny little girl. That's enough now. I said that is enough. Good girl. Oh, these panties are dripping wet. I would hate for them to tarnish the leather of my chair. It can be particularly resistant when it comes to removing stains of any kind. Here, lean back against the chair. Grip the sides. Ass up.
Higher.
Good girl. Now, allow me to peel your panties off with my teeth. Oh my, you really are quite wet. Well, if I am to avoid even more disarray, I will have to clean up the mess. Cleanliness is next to godliness, after all. Such an eager little cunt. You're trying to close your thighs against my face. To pull me in deeper. That dear little bud, so swollen. Like a ripe cherry. Ready to burst. You really do need this so badly, don't you? You know, there is a wonderful little artery right by your thigh. And I'm feeling a little peckish. No whining. When serving me, your wants are inconsequential. Those wide, desperate eyes are enchanting. It's all right. I'm not cruel. You may yet receive a reward, but like everything else, you have to give in order to receive. It's only fair. Get up. The taste of your desire mixed with your blood is a fucking aphrodisiac. Here, see for yourself. Do you like the taste of yourself on my lips? I see you agree. Get on your knees before me, slut. Legs spread wide so I can see that aching cunt. While you take my cock into that slutty, filthy mouth. You have been salivating for it all night. Do not disappoint me. Just as I expected. A natural whore, opening up nice and wide. There. Still much too hesitant. It has to go all the way in. I want to make a dent in your throat. Take all of me, whore. I'm going to grip your hair and use my cock as a shovel and dig a hole into that dense excuse of a brain if you can't get this lesson through your silly little head. I will use you as hard as I want, because with me, you cease to be anything else but an array of holes for me to use. You have no voice, no thoughts. You're a vessel for me, a cum dump. You do what I tell you, when I tell you, and you accept what I allow when it pleases me. That is what it means to be mine. This is your natural state. Beneath me, and I am going to mark your mouth, fill you full of my cum. It will be spilling out of your... It'll be... It will be spilling out of your mouth, dribbling down your chin, covering your tits, and you will know. And all you will know is to be full of me. Ah! Accept your gift with grace and swallow. Oh, my dear, you're shaking. Don't be afraid. You've done quite well so far. So well, in fact, that you have earned a little relief. Especially since, despite your previous warning, your juices are trickling down your thighs. Such a needy little slut. I know exactly what you need. After all, I know what you have pictured every night, alone in your bed, finger fucking your dripping cunt. You have pictured me digging my hands into your sides as I lift you off the ground, running with you, pinning you up against the wall by your throat, like this, while I enter into your tight, hot, wet, welcoming cunt. Oh, pumping into you like an animal, fast and hard, discarding that prim and proper attitude to show you the monster you believe me to be. Arching your back as I twist your nipples beneath my forceful caresses. Bucking into you so hard you can barely stand. Because you need this. You need this to hurt. You need me to make you bleed. To make you scream for me. But I will not tolerate your screams, because I am going to clench my hand even tighter around your delicate throat and rob you of your breath. Feel how my cock becomes steel at your distress. I am going to bring you to the very edge of death, just like you have imagined. That anguish and torment, it courses through you, making you struggle and thrust against me in reckless abandon. The need to breathe and the desire for release becoming one. It gives such a delicious taste to the one place where you want me to bite most. That supple, tender neck, where I tongue your pulse before taking what rightfully belongs to me. Hold on to me, little girl, while I take my fill of you. Mm-hmm. Well, that was delightful, darling. Oh, but you look so pale. Almost like one of us. But much too contented. Smiles are rare commodities, and happiness is even more fleeting. When you have done everything, existence becomes trite. The closest thing we have to experiencing anything new is through your eyes, reflecting that brief glimpse of innocence that makes me ponder for a moment that perhaps, just perhaps, you could be the exception, the one I have been waiting for all these dark and lonely years. My queen. Oh, that look of adoration was precious. Those hearts in your eyes. You really believed me, didn't you? I am afraid that you have read far too many novels, my dear. I am a romantic myself, you know. I do so love happy endings. Endless love, eternal desire. But what on earth made you so delusional as to think that you deserve happily ever after? You are not fit for human consumption, let alone mine. Why would I want to waste the gift of immortality on some lowly, vapid, egotistic, listless little slut? You are a passing fancy, and I am but a cock who climbs on the dung heap to crow. I forgot your name the moment you entered this room. You look sick, sweetheart. Are you all right? Here, let me sit you back down on the ground. Don't try to get up. Just close your eyes. Listen to my voice. Let all those pesky thoughts and worries fade away. Take a deep breath and just breathe with me. I promise you that this will all be over very soon. Good help is so very hard to find.